Welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast with Mike Evans and Certified Tax Resolution Specialist Todd Whalen. Mike and Todd will discuss listeners' questions and common problems you might face dealing with the IRS.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome into the IRS Problems Podcast. We're back again. We made such a huge impact, Todd Whalen and myself, that they invited us back for another one. So we're excited to be back. I'm Mike Evans from Schlereth and Evans Mornings here on the Fan. And this is the handsome face that you've had a chance to listen to for all the years. But that's the handsome face of Todd Whalen of Advanced Tax Solutions, who you've been hearing for years on the Fan. And yours is a really interesting story. And I love the chance for people to get to know you a little bit. And they'll certainly learn more and understand more of your expertise as we go along. But yours is a fascinating story, and I'd love for you to share. You took on the Appalachian Trail, which sounds pretty daunting. I mean, I think of myself as a hiker. I'm a weekend Colorado hiker. But the Appalachian Trail, come on now.
That's commitment. You know, in your introduction, you were talking about our faces, and then you said, now, Todd has a really interesting story. I thought there for a minute my face was going to be brought to the front. The Appalachian Trail, that when I did, you know, it changes because they reroute. When I did it, is 2,168 miles, so a 2,000 mile backpack. That was 20 years ago, I guess.
Uh-huh. And same weight.
Maybe when I started. Yeah. And but everybody loses pounds on that. Matter of fact, they say it takes 7,000 to 8,000 calories per day when you're hiking like that. And so one of the biggest challenges of hiking a long trip like that is to carry enough food.
Sure.
You know, food's heavy. And so this is balance. Like, so everybody loses weight because you just can't carry enough cookies to get you through it. But yeah, I did that in 1998. I started in Springer Mountain, Georgia. And so I walked, actually, it was kind of wintry. I got snowed on the first several days and rained on. And you'd actually walk up into as you left Georgia and you got further north, you got the Nantahala Mountains, and you know, the mountains just keep getting bigger and bigger. And sometimes it'd be like at the bottom, it'd be full spring, everything in bloom and beautiful and flowers. And then you walk up to the top of the next hill and there'd literally be skiffs of snow. Yeah. And so you kind of walk a really long spring because you're walking north with this slow moving spring coming along. And, you walk up through Tennessee and North Carolina and then Virginia. Virginia's got the Virginia blues because it takes, I don't know if it's, it's probably 500 miles to get to Virginia. Oof. But you've crossed three states.
Right.
And then you hit Virginia, and Virginia is 500 miles. It's like 555 miles. And so Virginia blues creep in. A lot of people, that's like the biggest quitting point.
Yes, we abandoned this quest.
Right? Yeah, right. And but it's Virginia actually is stunningly beautiful. I had no idea. I'd never been there really, and it was really beautiful. And then you West Virginia, it actually culminates at Mount Katahdin in Maine. And from a distance, it looks like a big loaf of bread. But that might be because you're starving to death.
Right. Yeah. That's an actual mirage at that point. You're right. Hallucinating at that point. You're seeing pies and bread and steaks and things like that after you've deprived yourself for so long. Well, yeah. for all the outdoors people out there, as you get ready to delve into the myriad issues surrounding your taxes and some of your problems, at least you'll have a icebreaker here with Todd when you start talking about your IRS problems, and that is the goal of this podcast. What are some of the other things that people need to know about what you offer, depending on where they're at and maybe how serious their case is and how much they can invest in that case?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. We really do try, you know, to help people. This is free, and we're saying yes, email in your question and we'll answer it. So we're trying to, because a lot of times people, and we actually tell people this now at the front desk, when people call in, they just have one quick question, they don't really want to talk to a professional, or like, we'll put it on the, you know, the fan, Denver fan slash tax, and I'll answer it here. So here's kind of a free way to get a little bit of quick help. That's all you have, just a quick question. I don't know how it works. Let's do it. Then, of course, I have Advanced Tax Solutions that you guys know about. We've been promoting it on the fan for, gosh, I don't know how long, but many, many years. I'm sure over a decade at this point.
Oh, easily. No, we're talking 15, 17 years easily, I think.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys remember.
It's about when you start growing your beard.
Right.
That we talked about you on the fan.
And so we have Advanced Tax Solutions, and it's a professional entity. It's a CPA firm here in Denver. And so when people come in, they're meeting with either a CPA, an EA, or both, which I'm a CPA and I'm an enrolled agent. So a CPA is a state license here in Colorado, and an EA is a federally enrolled agent. So we can represent people anywhere in the nation. And you know, it's a little more expensive. I mean, just because it is. It's just a lot of these projects take a year, and you know, you're dealing with more expensive people. Like, you know, I have to pay more to get a CPA than a bookkeeper. You know what I mean? So it's just costs a little more money. So not everybody can afford that, or their problem isn't that big. Like, so for many years, I've offered free help for smaller cases. And, you know, we just do a workshop, kind of teach them. And I do this every month or two, and people would come in, I'd kind of teach them what they need to know to move forward. But now we offer, I created a system for fixing it yourself for offers and compromises and payment plans. So it's a lot cheaper, and it's a video series, and it, literally goes, like, let's say it's an offer and compromise. So I explain how to know if you qualify for an offer, which down the road I'll talk about on the station here. But how do you know that you qualify for an offer? I do that at the very beginning. And then, so you know, don't waste your time. As a matter of fact, my guarantee is if you listen to that for the first 30 days, if you're like, no, Todd showed me, I don't qualify for an offer, I'll give you your money back. I mean, I'm not trying to take your money unless I can help you. But then it talks about the forms you need if you do qualify. And then I go line by line by line down that form, explaining what the IRS directions say and what they don't say. And so there's just a lot of tricks from 30 years of experience how to address it on the forms and how to save money. And so I kind of just go through the whole thing from, you know, filling out name, address, social security, where you work. And then you have to go through all your assets. You have to go through all your expenses. And basically you're proving that you can't pay them. And then you're valuing what you can pay them. And I go line by line and explain exactly how to do that. And so professional help is definitely better.
If I may jump in, let's let people know right away, and as you continue to listen to Todd here, but maybe jot it down. It's called DIYIRSHelp.com.
Yep.
Correct?
Yeah.
And I'll repeat that. DIY, do it yourself, DIYIRSHelp.com to try to do yourself what you're talking about. So I interrupt, please continue.
No, thank you for doing that. Yeah, I get carried away.
So, you love it. You got a passion. You get
caught. I'm doing what I love, and that's the important thing in life. I do love helping people with tax problems. It's very satisfying. I mean, you know, really, if somebody comes in, you do a good job on a tax return, they're like, well, thank you. But if somebody comes in and they owe $200,000 and you settle it for $1,500, mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you get Christmas cards. People love you. I like this kind of work. But I was saying, you know, the difference between the DIY, you know, you can't really compensate for hiring a professional firm, right? I mean, that's the best. I'm not kidding. You know, you have multiple people looking at it. You have people who've been doing it for decades. They really understand the ins and outs. They can give you planning opportunities. But that's all fine and dandy. That's Advanced Tax Solutions, and that's great. But if you absolutely, positively cannot pay that, you know, do-it-yourself IRS help is the next best thing. I mean, I wish I had that when I was floundering. Actually, when I was floundering with IRS 30 years ago, none of these programs even existed, let alone somebody like me explaining how it works. I mean, it just wasn't out there. And so, you know, through the decades, it's changed. And so now I go through and on that system, I do my best to explain it. But if the IRS is breathing down your back and you owe hundreds of thousands of dollars and you're just have this really complicated situation, the do-it-yourself system is not for you. You need help, you know, period. You need help. And I'm not, it's just the truth. I'm not trying to sell you something. It's
right.
The truth. But if you can,
maybe you could give a couple of examples of, hey, if you are in this kind of situation, DIYIRSHelp.com is probably perfect for you. Can you give a couple of examples?
Payment plans. Let's talk about, so there's two modules. There's ones for offers and compromises, and there's one for payment plans. On the payment plans, if you owe, let's say $250,000 or less, and I'll talk about this in a little bit, but, and you their recent returns, because there's a thing called the statute of limitations, so that will foil all this. You can actually do it yourself, and I would highly recommend that you look at it if you can afford to pay it. But if it's an older balance, or so that you're up against the statute of limitations, you know, a little bit older, you can't play it on the streamline provisions, or you simply can't pay them and you're going to do an offer and compromise, then I'd kick it to about 50 grand. And the reason I say 50 is any offer, I mean, you can, this program will work if you owe $500,000, you know, but at $50,000 is the IRS's cutoff to, like, okay, not only do you have to go, so there's tiers. So you have to go through there. When you submit an offer, they're going to assign an offer specialist to your case, and they're going to be working with you. And then after that, if you disagree, you can go to appeals. Then you work with a different person, right? At that point, you still can do it. In the do-it-yourself, I explain how to do that. Mm-hmm. But then once it's accepted, it's not truly accepted. If it's 50,000 or more, then it has to go to an attorney at the IRS to approve it. And these guys have some pretty creative ways of denying your offer and compromise. I mean, one of them just said, oh, you didn't try hard enough. What kind of, you know, so anyway.
You just need my blood, sweat, and tears. Right.
And so the people who would want to use, you know, the do-it-yourself don't have a lot of complicated issues. They don't have the IRS taking their stuff. Once the IRS starts levying and stuff, you probably need professional help. If they're taking your wages, they're taking your bank accounts, you probably need to get in really quickly to see somebody to stop them. But if you know, $250,000 or less, recent taxes, then probably do it yourself. $50,000 or less if you're going to do an offer. But people who owe, like I said, $500,000 can use this, but they're just going to have a little bit harder of a fight because you got just even one more level of review, and it's by an attorney whose job is to tell you no.
We get questions for the podcast for you to answer, and this is free advice, folks, for anybody who would like to take advantage of Todd's expertise. And you can send in your questions to denverfan.com/text. And we got one here from Linda, and she said, guys, I hear you talking about garnishments and levies. It sounds like a lot of scary stuff. How much should people worry about going to actual jail?
Well, there you go. That's
good. Because you know what? I think any time you get a letter, any kind of notice from the IRS, it doesn't take long, not for your mind to go there. And right. Then, you know, could this end up being my final destination?
Yeah, and you know, that's a really good question and a real possibility. But I want to, you know, and actually I work with attorneys. Attorneys hire me as their professional to represent before the IRS in criminal cases. Mm-hmm. So I have seen people go to jail, and but I've also seen people who probably could have, would have, should have went to jail that didn't. You know, so you have to be very, very careful. So how would you, okay, so just in general, I can't tell you if the IRS is going to open a criminal investigation against you, but I can tell you the things they're looking for. If you haven't filed in a long time, that's a concern. Let's say it's been 5, 6, 7, 10 years. That's a concern, but not an automatic that you're going to go to jail. If you're going to only owe 30, just to keep it safe. If you owe $30,000, get your returns filed and get them in. They're probably not looking for you. They can. There's actually two reasons they can put you in jail. One, civil. You can actually go to jail for 1 year for every year you haven't filed. That can happen, but they don't really want to put you in jail. Usually the people that go to jail for that are thumbing their nose at them, tax protesters, you know, people, I don't have to file. I know you're, well, you know, they can put them in jail and let them think about it. The other one, though, the more serious one is if you haven't filed for the purpose of not paying in that 10 years, meaning you owe a lot of money and you took steps. Like, let's say that you did single and nine exemptions or exempt, so there's no taxes withheld from your pay, and then you made a lot of money, and then you chose not to file. So, and now the IRS is preparing returns for you, and they're seeing that the IRS can do that. They can, if you don't file, they can prepare for you, and you're not going to like it. Trust me, they're not your friend when it comes to this kind of thing. And so, and then they show hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. You are very likely to get a visit with people with guns and badges. You know what I mean? That's what, when they show up, they're armed and they're so, but that's the extreme. They really, you know, a single mother that owes 30 grand, their desire is not to put you in jail. Their desire is for you to file and pay your taxes and get on some kind of a system. So, but filing for the purpose of not paying is actually tax evasion, and tax evasion that can get you in a lot of trouble. So, but again, I have people who owe hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, and that isn't necessarily a go to jail card. It's just they want you to get back into the system. You know, so there's this balance. There's not a rule that says here's when you're going to go to jail. They're busy. They're understaffed. They really are kind of selective, and they're trying to get the big fish or famous fish. Mike, if you didn't file,
yeah,
for a long time.
Hey, I understand, Todd. I understand how famous I am, so I make sure I'm on my P's and Q's when it comes to filing my taxes. I don't want to get in the crosshairs of Uncle Sam. Linda, thank you so much for your question. Again, if you have a question for Todd here on our IRS Problems Podcast, please send it in to denverfan.com/tax. That'll do it for this edition of IRS Problems Podcast. He's Todd Whalen. I'm Mike Evans. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the IRS Problems Podcast. If you have a question you'd like answered, please post your question at denverfan.com/tax.